We have a couple of updates for you on cases within higher education that pose challenges to how our schools are dealing with sexual misconduct. Kathy Klages was once a beloved longtime coach for the Michigan State University gymnastics team. But as the case against disgraced Dr. Larry Nassar unfolded, she was accused by survivors of failing to alert authorities to claims of sexual abuse. Klages is now standing trial. She's charged with lying to police during the investigations and Nassar's abuse. Two former gymnasts say that they told the gymnastics coach that they had been abused by Nassar. But Klages told police in 2018 she did not remember those conversations. Ariana Taylor has been reporting on the trial for the Detroit News, and she joins us now. Ariana, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a quick summary of the charges against Klages?
Yeah, so right now, Kathy Klages is facing two counts, one felony and one misdemeanor, of lying to a peace officer or the police officer investigating Larry Nassar. If convicted, she could face up to 4 years in prison.
Have the prosecutors, what stage are we in now with the prosecutors laying out their case?
So right now, technically, we've only had one full day of a trial or court session. The court session for today on Wednesday was canceled because one of the prosecution's key witnesses had a sudden death in her family. So they kind of canceled today's court sessions to give the prosecution time to, reevaluate and figure out what they're going to do moving forward. But, so far we've only had one full day of trial, and that has been just a handful of witnesses testifying.
Have you had any sense yet of how the prosecutors are trying to portray Klages' relationship with Larry Nassar?
Yeah, so especially in the prosecutor's opening statement, they made it very clear that Klages had a close relationship with Nassar and that she was, a close friend with him and kind of protecting him in the beginning. I can read you kind of a quote from one of the prosecutor's opening statement. She said, telling the truth when it is most difficult for a person matters. Difficult because it involves a personal friend of over 30 years. Difficult because it involves your career. Difficult because it involves the brand of a college where you've worked for many years.
Hmm. Larissa Boyce was scheduled to take the stand on Tuesday. She was one of the first women to publicly accuse Nassar of abuse. What was her testimony like?
Ms. Boyce, her testimony, there was a lot of emotion in what she was saying. She expressed many times that it was a lot of trauma that she went through, and it was a lot for her even now, even after all this time and all, I'm sure she's been on that witness stand many times already. It was still, a lot for her to recount what happened all those years ago again. As far as the questioning, things did get a little tense when Klages' attorney was questioning her. She seemed to get a little bit upset. It was just, a tense situation and environment.
Right. Have you been able to get much of a sense, either from the cross-examination or from opening statements, what the strategy looks like for Kathy Klages' defense attorneys?
Well, they made it very clear from the beginning in the opening statement that this is a case about memory. So really, they're not trying to focus so much on if that meeting happened or, who said this or who said what, but mainly on if Klages told the truth, which is what she's, what she's being charged with. And so they're really trying to focus on, her memory and making sure that everyone can realize if she was really telling the truth during her interview when they were asking her about, did she know about Nassar's abuse before 2016?
Obviously, as you say, things have come to a bit of a stop since one of the witnesses had a death in the family. But do you have any sense of what may come next, or how many, have you been able to tell from court filings how many witnesses may be called?
So, yeah, I do have the witness list. On here, they have about 9 witnesses that they have scheduled to come. I'm not sure about the witness that did have a death. I'm not sure if they will be, if she'll be able to testify at all. But as far as what they submitted, there were 9 witnesses.
And so, how many did they get through yesterday? Just the one?
Oh, no, we did four, or they did four.
Oh, okay, so we're about halfway through.
Yeah, so they talked, Larissa Boyce testified, David Dyer, who was one of the investigators that questioned or interviewed Clages, Andrea Mumford, which was another investigator that interviewed Clages at the same time as Dyer, and then it was an anonymous victim, or survivor, I should say, that testified as well.
Has there been any talk yet of when a verdict could be expected?
Yeah, so Judge Dragunchuk, she has been making it a priority for the jury, at least, to kind of finish this out by the end of this week. She did say that canceling today's court session was not going to hold them back at all as far as time. But at the latest, she's saying, because next Monday is a holiday, at the latest, she was saying maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, but they're aiming for the end of this week.
Well, thanks for catching us up on the case. We appreciate your time.
No problem. My pleasure.